Whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast. And here's your host, Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. I'm your host, Lita. This is episode 397 on Saturday, April 25th, 2026. Or if you're here in Aussie land or Futureville, it is Sunday the 26th. Welcome. Hello chat. We have got Chris, Zep, Zaya. Thank you. How is it tomorrow? Yes, it is already tomorrow for me. Exactly. Thank you to Chris, 92 month streak on sub on Twitch. Thank you. Zep is on 38 months. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. As we know, subbing, all the money goes towards the paying for the website. So thank you very much for doing that. Greatly appreciated. And Zaya, have you got time to be here? I thought you'd be busy leveling your 50 million alts. And let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. Zaya is a beast, absolutely. Absolute leveling machine, which is amazing. So let's go to the news that we'll start off the show with. We have got three congratulations in order. So first off, we've got congratulations to Tazura becoming our second Midnight Iron Man champion. So Tazura was also the War Within, and if I remember correctly, Dragonflight champion. So he's now become a Midnight, which is fantastic. The write-up was done early in the week for his tune, and that is up on the website, so wowchallenges.com, if you want to go and have a read of that. Now, Zaya has been busy because he is a leveling machine. So congratulations on Zaya Pelli becoming our first Midnight Pacifist champion. I don't know if I've got my little, I don't know if you heard that, my cheer. Nope, they didn't come through. Okay, that's all right. I'll look at them. I've got them on here, but maybe now I need to figure out how to get them from, I can hear the audio to you hearing it. So congratulations to Zaya on that. And I always get this one wrong, so apologies, Zaya. I know I'm going to muck this one up, but congratulations on Zaya Dixie. Becoming our first Midnight Green Man champion. So not only did Zaya get a pacifist, he got a Green Man, and well done. That's amazing. So he's now got three max level champions, Iron, Pacifist, and Green Man. And we also know, because he is busy leveling, that when we look at the state of the challenges, is right across many challenges, busy leveling tunes. So again, Zaya, well done. Congratulations on two new champions to add to your challenger, what would you call it? Challenger stable, so to speak, which is fantastic. And what was that?
Roster.
Challenger roster. Thank you. Rooster. Roster. Execute said roster. So yeah, that makes sense. So well done. That's amazing. So I just wanted to again make mention of our new Midnight. I still gotta get my head around saying that. Midnight Challenge Champions. It for some reason it's not rolling off the tongue as well as, which seems strange, the War Within. The War Within Challenge Champions. I guess we said it for Rooster. I guess we had a couple years to get used to saying that. So Midnight Challenge Champion, my brain is still not quite got that in there. All right. So a couple of things that I noticed. Now, bear with me. I'm just going to put in, you guys have probably seen this, but there was a 12.0.5 content update went live this past week. So there's Void Assaults and Decor Duels and all sorts of things. So I wasn't going to go hugely into it, because a lot of the stuff, obviously, challengers won't be participating in that. But just to, again, if you want to have a read, if you've not seen it, this is on the Blizzard website. So the World of Warcraft Blizzard website for the official. But there is also Wowhead, which is a wonderful, also a wonderful database of knowledge and information and all of that. So the two that I've linked is the Blizzard one as well as the patch 12.0.5 guide compendium, everything you need to know. And again, it's talking about a lot of the things that we're not going to be seeing with our challenge tune. However, if you are around those areas with your challenge tune, obviously it's going to be a fairly high level challenge tune if you are around in Eversong Woods or Silver Moon or any of that. Is one, be very careful, because there is quite a bit of content that seems to be is open, but you know, you could get hit by something because you've got Void Assaults, you've got, you know, there's a lot of things going on within certain zones that could be disastrous for a challenge tune. And if you've got your challenge tune up to those levels where you're, you know, you're 80, 85, you've been hitting through, going through Eversong, working through whatever world quests or whatever quests that you think that are doable on your challenge tune, the last thing that you want to do is hit an area within these zones that could possibly, one, flag you, two, kill you, or kill the toon, and therefore your run is done. So always something to be aware of, always something good to have a read about to see what's around, in particular if you are looking at taking the higher level challenge toons into these zones. I would strongly suggest that if it's doable not to, to work yourself around. And I know through reading various, the two that Zaya and Tazura write-ups, you know, what they've done with leveling. And that certainly also is a really great way to be able to, you know, help map out a path forward for what you want to do with your challenge tune. So I always find having a read through the write-ups of what people have done. In particular, we've only new into an expansion. There's a lot of things going on. There is a lot of things going on within the game. So being aware is got to be more beneficial than not for you while you're leveling. Zaya says void assaults are doable on challenge tunes but can be tricky. I got clobbered on my main in rituals. Yeah, and you know what, that's advice well worth heeding, because as we know, Zaya is busy leveling multiple tunes as well as having a main, you know, a main normal tune. But yeah, so keep those things in mind. But I'll have the links with the show notes if you want to check out. But always remember, check out Blizzard officially for the news and what they've got. But also, you know, Wowhead is a wonderful source of information as well. So utilize both of those if you need to. So that's literally only got four level 90 with eye level of 250 plus. three of them are challenge tunes, so they would take a fairly weak hit quite hard. Like a normal tune that's geared. Not your challenge tune. How many max levels have you got, Zai? All up, including challenge tunes. I'm curious. 7. Hot damn. Okay. Yeah. So that's that. Anyway, I've lost my train of thought. It's all good. Those are the things that I wanted to mention. Chris says I need to win the lottery. Exactly. All right, let's go through the state of the challenges. As I said, I'm not doing a huge show due to not feeling well, etc. And snuffly, awful guess that I am today with my nose, etc. is not good. So excuse me while I blow my nose one more time. So excuse me. Okay. Snuffle nose. Thanks, Aya. Appreciate that. Excellent. So far, I think we've had 4 show title names. Thanks, guys. I'm not sure which one we're going for. But anyway. All right. Let's look at the state of the challenges and for this week. And again, wonderful to see so many people leveling, being busy leveling. Snuffle nose is cute too. Thanks, Chris. All right, so irons. We had 10 irons this week. So at number 10, we've got iron sub level 20. Number 9 was, and I don't know if this has got a different pronunciation, but the words, the letters are all weird. But when I look at it, it says dad. So I'm going to go with it being dad. Hang on, I'll put it in chat. You can tell me if this is a different pronunciation. Like when I look at it, I see that as like the word dad. So that's what I'm going to say. So we'll just go level 9 or number 9, dad at level 20. Number 8 this week is Lacedonia at level 22. 7 is Westfall at level 23. Great names, by the way. Number 6 is Iron Mikey at level 29, but red flagged for one uncommon slot equipped. So RIP to that one. Number 5 is Iron Kel at level 33, RIP. Number 4 this week is Oopsie at level 38. Number 3 is Maleficiana. At level 58. Pronunciations are way off today. Apologies. Number 2 is Soft Iron at level 81. And of course, number 1 is Tajura at level 90. So for bloods, we've got 2 bloods this week, which is fantastic. So at number 2, we've got Bloody Chucky, level 15, but RIP. And number 1, we've got Thirst at level 81. All right, pacifists, we've got 4 pacifists. So at number 4, we've got Pacifista at level 12. Number 3 is Passy Torren at level 39. Number 2 is Passy Fire at level 85. And number 1 this week, Ziopelli, level 90. All right, working man. We have 1 working man this week, and that is Zaya Winner, level 89. Somebody's very close to hitting max level. Good luck. Good luck, Zaya. Greens, we've got 4 greens this week. We've got number 4, Moon Chill at level 25. Number 3 is Shade Stormal at level 33. Number 2 is Furious at level 45. And number 1 was Zaya Gixie at level 90. All right, a couple of tins. We've got 2 tins. So number 2 is Fart Peanut at level 12. Interesting name. And number 1 is Niels at level 30. So we had no iron, blood, or green teams this week. However, we do have a 5 iron classic challenges. So let's have a look. We have got at number 5, Mage List at level 11. Number 4 is Iron List at level 19, RIP. Number 3, we've got Listener at level 22. 2, we've got Lister at level 38, RIP. And number 1, we've got Zyrin at level 40. So, like I said, Zaya is busy across multiple challenges, which is amazing. Well done. So special well done to our, again, our max level champions. Congratulations to them for all the leveling. People have been busy. Well done. And commiserations for those that we lost this week. So there was a handful, which is always a little sad. So hopefully those people have are back on the horse. So we'll see how the upcoming couple of weeks leveling goes. All right, chit chat. Is there anything that I've not mentioned? I do have a couple of funnies that I will mention. Let me just have a drink. My throat's a little parched. Okay. All right. I have got three funnies. Geology rocks, but geography is where it's at. And I picked that one because where was I? I was in Voidstorm on Leta, and it's such a pretty vibe. The colors of Voidstorm. Obviously, you wouldn't be taking challenge tune there, but it's so aesthetically pretty with the colors, the purple, pink, reddy oranges. And there's lots of rocks. So that's where that reminded me. Okay, the other one is long fairy tales have a tendency to dragon. Fairy tales, dragon. I was like, that seems fitting, 'cause I was flying on my dragon in the game. yeah. And then the other one that I've got is, why didn't the cat go to the vet? He was feline fine. Thanks, I have face palm. They're cute. Oh, I like to look for cute little ones. They don't might not necessarily be funny, but I do try and find some cute ones. So yeah. Okay, so Children's Week is soon. All right, we'll need to I'm guessing we're gonna be looking at probably some new stuff. So we'll look into that, and I'm guessing we'll have a write up for on the website. I've got Zaya's write ups to do later today, which I'll probably look at doing that once I get the show stuff done, edited, and all of that. So we'll have that. And again, for those that are leveling and want to see, where has Zaya been going, etc., always good to check out our max level, our champions, to see what they've done. Like I said, especially with the new expansion, and there is a lot going on. There's a lot. Like every time I log in, it's just there seems to be there is so much. There's so much going on in Silver Moon, and outside of Silver Moon, I cannot keep up with it. So yeah, so see how that goes. All right. Well, I think we've covered everything for the moment. I'll be back in 2 weeks, which should make it May the 9th, so at 7 p.m. Eastern. So as I said, we'll just keep maintaining every 2 weeks for the show. Short but fun. Yes, as I said, it's more. I mean, we could report and talk about all the new stuff. A lot of that doesn't im really impact on the challenge tunes, but again, I'm not feeling the best, so I think it's probably better to call it so I can get the editing done in case I need to go lay down and have a rest. So short but fun is definitely the way to go for today. All right, well, on that note, I'll be back on May the 9th. Until then, please enjoy your time in game, enjoy wherever you are, please just stay safe both in and out of game, and we will catch you on May the 9th. All right, let me see if the outro plays. Let me know if it does or doesn't. Okay. Bye, everyone. Bye. The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Leta. Copyright 2026. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. Music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod at incomnitech.com as well as from bensound.com. No copyright infringement is intended.